What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. You can always tune into the show on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. And tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I get started 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And thank you so much. It's a basketball Hall of Famer, Nuggets legend Dan Issel, for joining us last hour. And this has really been, it's been quite a time here over the past two nights. Let's think about this. I'm going to tell you something else that just ended. The Las Vegas Golden Knights are your Stanley Cup champions. Last night, the Denver Nuggets became your NBA champions. NBA season, done. NHL season, done. I'll tell you something else that just finished. The Oakland Athletics, done. I don't know if this is good. The Oakland Athletics just won a baseball game here. They just beat the Rays at home in Oakland in what is to be a reverse boycott game. And so the Oakland A's have now won seven consecutive games. Don't worry about it. They still suck. And tonight the purpose was for fans to show up and basically say, screw you. I was going to say something else. To say screw you to owner John Fisher. The fans are in the stands with shirts that say sell. Fans, after the winning of the game where Oakland won, they were throwing cups and beer, etc., out onto the field. And unfortunately, this is not going to do a damn thing to keep the Oakland Athletics in Oakland at this point in time, because it's been reported that Vegas and the county is pretty much come up with the cash to help finance their ballpark in Vegas. And so the Oakland Athletics ballpark bill passed in the Nevada Senate, and it looks like it's going to be curtains. We even had a fan who ran out onto the field at the end of the ninth, or the top of the ninth. And it's just sad. There's no other way around it. You know, what has taken place here with the Oakland Athletics as they get ready to go to Vegas. Fans asking for Fisher to sell the team. Too late. And it's the worst thing possible. Even Hal Steinbrenner, owner of the New York Yankees, pretty much said, listen, I am fine if baseball wants to put in, you know, a salary cap. So the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Mets just don't go out and outspend everybody. But he said, we also need a salary floor, because what's going on with some teams like out in Oakland isn't fair, that you have teams that just won't spend. And this is such a I don't want to call it pathetic. It's just real sad. You know, the Oakland Athletics are being interviewed, you know, on the field after the game right now. And in the outfield, fans are just still throwing just trash onto the field. It sucks. There's no other way to put it. So, you know, to think that the Oakland Athletics are going to be leaving Oakland is just, it stinks. You know, I haven't been out in the Bay in a few years, pre-COVID really. And it was always just cool to say, oh, man, the Giants are on. Oh, man, the A's are on. And you get double bang for your buck. But, hey, all good things, I guess, got to come to an end. Not really, but that's what it is. So let's go through this again. The NBA season, over. The NHL season, over. It looks like the Oakland Athletics closer to being over out in the Bay. And then this also took place on Tuesday. Shannon Sharpe, his time on Fox FS1 with Skip Bayless, that's also over. You know, we learned about 2 weeks ago that when the NBA Finals were done, Shannon would be done too. And if you take a look at all of his tweets and things that he liked, it's pretty much that he's sick of this guy, Skip Bayless. I think a lot of people are. But today, at least, on his way out the door, Shannon Sharpe on FS1, he gave an emotional goodbye and thank you to the man who drove him nuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is officially my last day at work. After 7 years, the train stops for Shannon Sharpe and Undisputed right here. I just love everybody. I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this. To the fans that made all this possible, you've embraced me and allowed me to become your favorite TV uncle. And for that, I'm forever grateful. And last but not least, Skip Bayless. Mm. You fought for me, bro.
Did I?
I'm here because of you. You've allowed me to share the stage with you. You've allowed me to share the platform. I'm going to cry in the car, but I'm not going to cry now. The opportunity that you gave me to become what I became, I'm forever indebted to you. I'll never forget what you did for me. You've helped me grow more than you ever know. All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, you know I gave you everything I had.
You did.
I gave you everything I had.
Which is why I want to thank you.
Aw. Aw. If he saw, the guy got on his, I guess that's classy by Shannon Sharpe to thank him. I give him credit for that. Because it certainly appears that the man ran him up a wall. What you heard there is pretty much a one-off. What you are going to hear from a few months ago seemingly was more a normal, whether it was public on television or whether it was behind the scenes. Think about what you just heard. The thank you. The grace and the graciousness. Now think about this trash right here. Listen to this.
Still playing at a high level at 45 when you had to stop at 35.
Skip, that's what you
that's
do.
That's the point.
That's what you do. Every time somebody, every time I call something into question, I'm jealous.
No.
Skip, I did what I did.
I never said you were jealous of Baker Mayfield.
Skip, I did what I did. You make it seem like I was a bum. I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
Okay,
I got
so
three
what?
Super Bowls.
So what?
So what?
He's way better than you were.
I'm better
way
than you.
Better.
Skip, what did I got to see what you do. You take personal shots.
No, when, for this I don't take personal
Hold
shots.
On,
you started it.
Time out. You would take a personal shot at me.
I didn't take a personal shot at you.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
You would take a personal
shot. Put your glasses back on.
Can I finish? You're willing to take a personal shot at me to say this man is better than me because I say he's playing bad this year?
Well, because you just
go ahead.
You disrespect him. It's just so. You know what? It's beneath your
you
dignity.
You disrespect me to
no,
support him.
No, well, I'll support him over anybody because he's the greatest player who ever
have
played your
it.
Game, and it's by
have
far.
At it. Have at it.
Okay?
Take off,
I'm going to have at it because I'm going to have at you.
Yeah. Can you imagine having to deal with that stress every day? And even if it doesn't come across or come through the show, just the animosity of, man, okay, yeah, sure, this guy was an advocate for me to get the job, but now he's just he's a complete pain in the ass, and he might be jealous, and he's making more money, but it's just whatever Shannon Sharpe does, I wish him nothing but the best. And so let's go through this one more time. NBA Finals in the NBA season, done. Shannon Sharpe on FS1, done. The Oakland Athletics, it appears with Vegas or Nevada saying, yeah, we'll give you some public money. It looks like Oakland, the A's of Oakland, are done. And then I told you about the Stanley Cup. Yeah, Florida Panthers, they're done. A matter of fact, that ass whooping, they lost 9-3. That's abuse. At some point, you need to call in the mercy rule. 9-3, the Vegas Knights won the Stanley Cup tonight. Yeah, listen to the final call from their radio network.
The noble charge from Bill Foley was cut in six. They talk about dreaming. The Golden Knights are going to make that dream a reality. A devotion to destiny. Misfits to champions. The Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup in 2023. The first Stanley Cup championship in Golden Knights history comes in their sixth season. The Silver State is home to the greatest silver trophy in all of sports. The mob is behind Aiden Hill's goal. All the players swarming one another, jubilant in celebration. The fans on their feet can't stop. The streamers down from the rafters, sticks and gloves and flamingos. The Golden Knights are Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah, that's wild. The team got started in 2017. They went to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first season. They lost, but here they are. Yeah, six seasons in, now they finally win it. If only every expansion franchise can have that type of success. I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars had early success, and then they hit the toilet. And then it's like, oh damn, they're competitive again, and then they hit the toilet again. And now they got Trevor Lawrence, so hopefully they're good for the next 10 years. And so let me go through this again. NHL season over. NBA season over. Oakland Athletics, soon to not be Oakland Athletics. They are basically over. NBA over. Shannon Sharpe on FS1 over. Let me see what else. Oh, man. You know what? I'm actually going to get into this after the break. Is Stephon Diggs in Buffalo, is he over? This is probably the biggest story in the NFL today, and it's around Stephon Diggs and treating him like Waldo. Was he at the facility? Was he not at the facility? Did he practice? Did he not practice? Well, Josh Allen says he was there and they're friends, and head coach Sean McDermott says he's very concerned. Like, we're still beefing from stuff from last season, but I'll explain, and we'll hear from Josh Allen on the other side of the break. I do want to get this in here because this is news that recently broke over the past hour or so. We all know about LIV Golf, and I'm not going to tell you that the PGA or LIV is over. We know about this merger, if you want to call it that, between the PGA and LIV. We've already heard from the PGA commissioner, Jay Monahan, about this deal that took place where the Saudi Public Investment Fund is basically investing money into the PGA, and the PGA could no longer afford its lawsuits against LIV. Not the purses, not the lawsuits. They basically ran out of cash and said, "I ain't got no more, take me." And that's exactly what took place. And so Commissioner Jay Monahan has been under ridiculous scrutiny over the past week for being a hypocrite. On PGA Tour players have basically said the PGA sold them out. Well, here's some unfortunate news. Jay Monahan is now recovering from an undisclosed medical condition. Jay Monahan and the PGA announced this tonight. Ron Price is going to be running the PGA in his absence, along with Tyler Dennis, who's the vice president, and their statement reads as follows. Jay Monahan informed the PGA Tour Policy Board that he is recuperating from a medical situation. The board fully supports Jay and appreciates everyone respecting his privacy. The two dudes that I just mentioned will lead day-to-day operations of the PGA Tour with the assistance of the great team Jay has built, ensuring seamless continuity. We will provide further updates as appropriate. Jay Monahan is 53 years old. I ain't gonna call that old. Some people might. I will not. But I'll tell you this, and I will not speculate on what took place. I think we can all assume what maybe the case is, or maybe we don't. I know this much. I know this man has been stressed. I know this man has been getting his ass kicked in the court of public opinion. And so could it be a coincidence? Yeah, sure. Could it not be? Yeah, sure. I wish this man nothing but the best. But when you go out there and you kind of talk out of both sides of your mouth and you got to deal with it, how many people have even known who Jay Monahan is outside of last week? Not a lot.
I got a question for you, JR.
Please.
So, yeah, I mean, you mentioned talking out of both sides of your mouth. Obviously, you have played this clip multiple times. When he links and correlates Saudi Arabia with what took place given 9/11 22 years ago, you mentioned it. He is stressed. He is completely frustrated. He is frazzled. He is at a point where he doesn't know what to do, the point of no return. People get stressed in their jobs all the time. They get told what to do because of the pressures of money and financially lacking resources, something that the PGA has known to be, you know, be accustomed to the last few months, given the resources, the endless resources that, of course, LIV Golf does have.
Hey, Shep.
Yes.
Take a breath. Slow down.
Yes. How
Thank
much?
You.
Well, I'm disappointed by this leadership. I'm disappointed by this commissioner. So there is going to be a little bit of animosity that I have towards him. You seem to have more empathy. You mentioned stress. How much of this stress, being 53 years old, is 100% because of his complete own doing? That would be my question for you.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's stress because they threw him a surprise birthday party. You know, whatever he's dealing with is what he's dealing with. And yeah, I got empathy because, you know, regardless of whether or not he's a hypocrite, of which I believe he is, stress kills people, man. And so to that end, I'm not going to speculate as to what his issue is. I can surmise, and I could be wrong, that one of the issues is definitely stress. He's in a high-stress job from the get-go. You know, typically you want to hang out in the background. You're highly paid. I believe he makes, between $5 and $8 million, maybe more, a year. And so, yeah, he's living a good life. But that doesn't take away from him being in a situation now where people are coming out of his head or coming at his head. Is it his fault? Hell yeah, it's his fault. But if I'm not going to tap dance on a dude who had to go to a hospital because he's a jackass, he made his bed and he got to lay down in it. And I'm sure they'll come up with something or nothing, or we'll find out what it is a week from now or a month from now or 2 weeks from now or I don't want to say maybe never. Everything typically gets out at this point in time. But just, I can't even call it ironic. Ironic might be the word. Interesting timing that Jay Monahan is recovering from a medical condition. Whatever it is, I'm sure all of the stress, all of the justified attacks at him, I'm sure that hasn't helped whatever the hell he got going on. Hey, all the best to him and his recovery. Yeah, this still doesn't change anything about him being a hypocrite. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. NBA done. NHL done. Oakland Athletics soon to be done in Oakland. Shannon Sharpe done. Jay Monahan. I don't know. Is he eventually going to be done as commissioner? Maybe. Stephon Diggs. Is he going to be done in Buffalo? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break, and you will hear from Josh Allen and his coach as well. What the hell's going on with Diggs? We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and you want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group right now and get a free timeshare exit. You can get an information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. That's WesleyFinancialGroup.com. Well, yeah, it's that time of year. People out here beefing about, you know, what they buy and what they share and what they can and this. So shout out to the folks at Wesley Financial Group. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, we took a look, and this is the time of year. It's kind of quiet. Baseball is getting ready to take center stage to go along with NFL training camps, which are going to take another month from now. We got mini camps, OTAs, etc. Kind of been going on for the past couple of weeks. Some teams like the New York Jets have already, you know, shut down and closed shop until training camp next month. And we looked at the NBA season over, NHL season now over. Congratulations to the Golden Knights for winning this evening. And so the NFL is going to take more center stage. And so today, unfortunately, the Buffalo Bills were at center stage in the NFL. And it has to deal with Stephon Diggs. And let's go for a little bit of a recap. The Buffalo Bills were just expected to run to the Super Bowl last year. They were the favorites. One of the top defenses in the league. We know Von Miller went down. One of the top offenses in the league. And unfortunately, we know the Buffalo Bills also had to deal is the wrong word. They had to live through, just front and center, with DeMar Hamlin and his experience. And God bless him, he's back out on the field right now with a helmet on. Crazy to think that was 6 months ago. It feels like an eternity. And then the Buffalo Bills, they go into the postseason, and they beat the Dolphins, barely. They take on the Cincinnati Bengals. They get smacked. And as the season continues on, whether it's because of the situation with DeMar or not, the Buffalo Bills didn't finish the season the same way that they started, even though they finished with a 13-3 record. And so in that final game, Cincinnati versus the Bills, we saw Stephon Diggs on the sidelines just yelling at Josh Allen, going at his guy. You know, wide receivers, we see him all the time. The wide receivers are the divas. The wide receivers need the ball. They need the attention. You would think that would be done and over with by now, right? You would think that Stephon Diggs would kind of be at work and this would be done, right? No. Of course not. There were reports today, conflicting reports, from Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills head coach. He was asked about Stephon Diggs. It's like, hey, man, did he show up to work? And listen to what Sean McDermott had to say. It wasn't too much.
Steph is not here. Everybody else is here at the current time.
How concerned are you about that?
Oh, very concerned. Yeah, very concerned. I'm not going to get into it. And listen, I respect everyone's questions and what they want to know about our team. Right now, I'm not going to get into that anymore. So we'll talk about practice. happy to do that. Happy to answer those questions. And we'll move forward from there.
Oh, okay. He wasn't at practice. And then it was, oh, he didn't show up to work. And then his agent said, yeah, he was at work. He was there, took a physical, and he had a meeting, and then he left. He didn't participate in practice. So now we have ridiculous back and forths. Now we're really getting into the minutia. Well, did he show up to work? Yeah, he was at work, but he didn't actually practice. Well, he wasn't at work, and it's ridiculous. And, of course, Sean McDermott is the head coach. He wants everybody to show up to work and basically go out there and participate. Now, after that fact, Josh Allen also spoke to the media. And knowing that this was a situation that bled in from last offseason, Josh Allen said that, man, if we got to take a look at last year, we could have all communicated much better. Listen to this from today.
I think that there are some things that could have gone better last year and didn't. And just, you know, I think we're just, as an organization, maybe not communicating the right way with everything. So, again, just trying to talk and listen at the same time and hear him out. And like I said, just try to move this forward as quickly and as respectfully as, you know, as possible.
Oh. Josh Allen didn't stop there. He said, yeah, we could have communicated better through the course of the season. And last year, yeah, the end of the season went to crap, even though they went into the postseason. Getting smashed by the Bengals the way they did, not expected. Despite that, Josh Allen said, Stephon Diggs, that's my guy.
Oh, I know internally we're working on some things, not football related, but you know, Steph, he's my guy. I love him. He's a brother of mine. You know, this does not work what we're doing here without him. You know, we wish he was in here today and was out there on the field with us, and that's not the case. But I've got his back no matter what. And again, I've got no doubts that we will figure out what's going on, and freaking love him. I can't stress that enough. You know, there's things that I could do better and, you know, to help out with this process and try to get him back here and, you know, be the Buffalo Bill that he's meant to be.
So what's the problem here, right? I mean, what's the deal? He's upset at not getting the ball at the end of last season? Like, what's the deal? Let's keep this in mind. About a year ago, last year, he signed a four-year, $104 million extension. His contract runs through 2027. Now, you can pick and choose who his comments were kind of posted to. And when I say his comments, I'm talking about Stephon Diggs. He was on Instagram, of course, Instagram. And he put out a comment. I just let people cap. If the lies help you sleep better, then go ahead and tell them. Who's he saying is lying? This is all very ambiguous. Welcome to 2023. Get your message across on social media, of course. He was a little bit more direct when speaking to Dan Patrick earlier this year during the Super Bowl. This is what he had to say about what was going on during that time and why he threw a fit, and I don't want to call it a tantrum, but why he was so emotional at the end of the game. Listen.
Up to this point, like, we've seen quarterback and receivers as far as, like, tandems and guys who play at a high level, and every quarterback has their guy, you know, in those moments, like, you are the guy, you know what I'm saying? And up to this point, I've been the guy for my team and for my quarterback. So in those moments, of course, I want the ball, you know what I'm saying? I'm never going to apologize for that. I show you a good loser, I show you a loser, you know?
So what's the problem? If it's not related to his contract, is he got a beef with his coaches? And well, obviously, right? Is it a beef with Josh Allen? It doesn't seem like it, but maybe it is. And everybody's pretty much just in the dark right now. And I get it. It's all a business. But if the beef isn't about your money, and you've met with the coach, why don't you practice? You want more? Like, why do we need this in, I don't know, let's say June? Obviously, Stephon Diggs wants something. Does he want more influence over the offense? I know one thing that a wide receiver always wants. They want the ball. They want the ball. And so I assume between now and July or next month, the end of next month, he's going to be out there and he's basically pushing buttons to make it very clear to everybody that I want the ball and I don't want the drop off or the fall off that we got from last year. Does he have to go through all of this? Probably not. Is it something I would be concerned about if I was a Buffalo Bills fan? I don't think so. I think as long as Sean McDermott doesn't run around and destroy the guy in public, I think things are fine here in Buffalo. I'd be less concerned with Diggs and more concerned with how the organization handles it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ricardo, he's calling from Oakland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ricardo?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing?
JT, I'm very emotional tonight. So
oh,
just
crap.
Bear with me.
Okay. Call me JT, but it's
JR.
JT. I mean, JT, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sitting in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
One of the most amazing events in I'm not talking Major League Baseball. I'm talking about sports history. Tonight, my city of Oakland showed the world Commissioner Manfred how passionate fans are. What we did tonight was special. Forget about the game. The game was okay. We're not talking about the game, but the game was special, JT. It was in, I mean, JR, I'm sorry, man. I'm just a little emotional that I'm not putting on here. Oakland is soul-searching tonight, and it came through. And my little kids, my little grandchildren and all that in the future are going to know about June 12th, 2023. I wish you could have been there, man. I wish you could have seen what happened tonight. And everybody was there. The whole media was there. This is not going to go away tonight. It's going to regurgitate tomorrow. And I just want to say one more thing. I'm going to let you go. Thank God for the Oakland Athletics and the city of Oakland. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ricardo. Wow. It sucks they're going to move to Vegas. Rob Manfred doesn't care about your tears. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I hope he's not the only person sitting in the Coliseum parking lot just crying. That'd be very sad. Go have a beer, man. Beer make it better.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you, buddy? I really appreciate your show, night in and night out. I agree with the last caller. Once again, from Seattle, you do a good common sense approach to the show. Thank you for having me on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, we talked about whatever the hell this situation is between Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills. Diggs right now, we know he wasn't happy at the conclusion of last season and how it ended with the Cincinnati Bengals. One of the last images we saw was Stephon Diggs just basically yelling towards Josh Allen. He did not speak to the media. He pretty much talked during Super Bowl week in Phoenix to Dan Patrick, and he's just like, yeah, man, I was passionate. I wanted the ball. Our offense changed as the year went on, And I think we need to adjust that. Josh Allen said today that, yeah, we need to do a better job communicating. He signed a 4-year extension, approximately $100 million last year. And so this can't be about money. This seems to just be an exercise from Stephon Diggs to kind of push buttons to get change. It was reported, or I think it's clearly stated, he was with the Bills today or Tuesday. He was at the facility. He did speak with the coach, but he didn't practice. He didn't do anything else. He showed up and he left. And I think we got a good month before we see Stephon Diggs kind of settling in with the team. I just think he's expressing his displeasure. Best way to do it? Maybe not, but it's one way to get the job done, you know, utilizing it, but it's certainly a distraction to the team. And I'm sure Josh Allen doesn't enjoy talking about it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. On the other hand, for a different reason, we have another star wide receiver who did show up to work. His name is Odell Beckham Jr. Odell, back with the Ravens. I should say back in the NFL after tearing that ACL again in the Super Bowl. We know he didn't play this past season. There was a lot of conversations about whether or not he was going to be ready. But he just signed that $13 million, $14 million deal with the Ravens. He can make anywhere between 15 and 18, depending on how healthy he is, along with incentives. And today, Tuesday, first day back. First day catching a pass in practice from Lamar Jackson, but it's all going to take time to get him all ramped up. His head coach, John Harbaugh, talked about Odell and what we can expect going forward.
Well, you know, he's going to be full go in terms of health and all that, but I also expect us to ramp up a lot of our guys. You know, we're going to see where guys are at. We're not going to be in a hurry to throw guys out there too much, too many reps. We want to get a feel for everything. He's learning the offense for the first time, just like a lot of guys have been. So I think it will be a kind of a see as we go through individual, take a few reps in group and team and see how he and the other guys feel, and we'll go from there.
Okay, one step at a time. Reasonable. The man has tore everything in his knee and has dealt with leg issues for a good portion of his career. It's not like Odell is getting any younger. It's crazy to think about it. He's going to be 31 later on this year. Time flies. Now, having said that, Odell spoke to the media himself. He was asked how he's feeling. This is what he said.
I feel good. It feels good to be able to get out of bed and not feel, pain. It feels good to feel like if I need to take off running right now, I could take off running. You know, it's been a long journey this time around. And it was its own process, so I just had to take that for what it was.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the Ravens, if they are healthy, if the offense is healthy, and I know that's a huge if. Zay Flowers, Bateman, Odell, Duvernay. Lamar Jackson isn't just going to have to go, where's Mark Andrews? This could be a good look. I hope Odell can make it through the season. And, you know, even if it's not his knee, at times it's his hammy, and there's always something with him. I hope he can stay healthy because the Baltimore Ravens, and specifically Lamar, man, I know he's been looking for wide receiver help for a long time. Hopefully we don't have to have any of those, if he had the receivers or the help that Patrick Mahomes had, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I hope his receivers can stay healthy this year. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And that line, keep him upright as well. Bain is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, hey, man, I'm just going to say that, you know, I agree with Stephon. Because, I mean, I'm thinking they're not putting enough people around him. And, I mean, number two, if he's my guy, I'm going to shove the ball down his throat, you know, as much as possible. And then second, I'm wondering if Brandon Bean's not just trying to save his own job. You know, like the Rams, everybody's going back to the Rams, the one-year wonder. Hey, man, bring a championship to Buffalo. You know, do I care if it's a one-year wonder and they're not competitive for the next 3 years if you bring a Super Bowl? No. You know?
I don't think he's sweating. Sweating is a different thing. I don't think he's out here worrying about his job, like right out of the gate when you're coming off of a 13-3. I know the New York Giants have basically become the Buffalo Bills South, but all things considered, I don't think he's sweating that. Now, on the other hand,
they always call it the not for long league. So I'm saying Brandon might be worried, hey, if we win a Super Bowl, the next few years we're not competitive, maybe I'm out the door.
Well, I think everybody believes that when they get the job right out of the gate. You know, if you're working in management and professional sports, you are taking the job with an understanding that, you know what, I might not be here for long. You know, these aren't jobs that you get and go, oh, my God, I'm the general manager of this. It's based on performance. If the team is not performing, it's real simple. You get the boot. I think having Josh Allen locked up with the Buffalo Bills, I think that keeps them in a decent spot to be competitive. And I can agree with you with the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen can do a whole lot more than just run around himself. And I think he can rely on his weapons a little bit more than trying to do it all. But I think that's the position he's been in, especially when you think about the running backs that he's had to work with and the receivers. I don't think Stephon Diggs wants competition with him getting the ball. I think he just wants to go out there and get it himself. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side of the break. It looks like DeAndre Hopkins is finally going to make another stop. This one looks like it might be in New England. And then I also want to highlight the Denver Nuggets owner. He doesn't just own the Nuggets. He owns the Avalanche. He owns the Rams. He owns multiple titles. We'll talk about it all here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls right away. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.